The annual Steveston Icebreaker 8K race will temporarily close roads in South Richmond this Sunday morning. Traffic will be closed westbound on Dyke Road between No. 2 and No. 3 roads, with limited access in the eastbound direction, on January 14 between 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. There will be single-lane alternating traffic from the south end of No. 2 Road to London Road and to Dyke Road. The Steveston Icebreaker 8K race, one of the major fundraisers for the Kayaks Track and Field Club, takes place along the Steveston Village Boardwalk and Dyke Trail, which comes complete with a fundraising contest for Kids Sport Richmond. The event, which kicks off the Lower Mainland Road Running Series, has sold out for the third year in a row and recorded record numbers, race director Jared Holm told the Richmond News. "It's a special race," said Holm, "as it offers a real family feel, while having the quality of one of the big mega races in Vancouver. The race is open to both BC's fastest elites and novice joggers and walkers. We are truly amazed how the event keeps growing each year and thankful for all the support we get from the Steveston community and the City of Richmond," he added. Happening just before the icebreaker is the New Balance Kids Run, which will donate all proceeds to Kids Sport Richmond. According to the sign-up page, the race has raised $5,383.43 out of its $7,500 goal so far. Attendees of the event may also spot local Olympian Evan Dunphy, who will first walk with the kids in the kids' run then race in the icebreaker as a training run for the Paris Olympics this summer. Metro Vancouver is currently experiencing a cold snap but is expected to improve over the weekend. Weatherhood expects the temperature in Steveston Village on Sunday to reach a high of 0°C and a low of -8°C. "We are expecting some cold weather this weekend and the race should live up to its name, Icebreaker. But we want to ensure that everyone's safety is our number one priority and we are working closely with the City of Richmond to keep the course safe," said Holm. Top fundraiser teams will be awarded prizes and those who wish to donate to Kids Sport Richmond can visit the race page. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.